Welcome to episode 1194 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week and next, we continue our series, 1010 with Jesus, a deeper look. However, we will do so with a twist. We examine what we can learn about the character, ministry, and purpose of Jesus through song. Today we consider the beloved hymn, And Can It Be? This song stands as one of the most beloved and potent hymns of the Wesleyan tradition, penned by the prolific hymn writer Charles Wesley. This hymn first appeared in a collection titled Hymns and Sacred Poems in 1738, the very year that Wesley underwent his profound evangelical conversion experience, often referred to as his Aldersgate experience. This personal spiritual awakening, marked by a vivid sense of God's grace and assurance of salvation, undoubtedly fueled the intense emotional and theological depth that characterizes the hymn's verses. It quickly became a cornerstone of the nascent Methodist movement, embodying the experiential faith central to its identity. At its core, And Can It Be? Is an explosion of bewildered joy and profound gratitude over the concept of amazing grace and substitutionary atonement. The hymn opens with a question of astonished disbelief. And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Immediately setting a tone of wonder at the personal application of Christ's sacrifice. It powerfully contrasts the unworthiness of the sinner. Long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night, with the boundless love of Christ who, emptied himself of all but love, willingly suffered and died. The lyrics vividly describe Christ breaking the chains of sin and setting the captive soul free, emphasizing the radical, liberating power of his love. The enduring appeal of And Can It Be? Lies in its masterful blend of theological depth and fervent personal testimony. Its dramatic rhetorical questions, soaring melody, and the profound shift from spiritual imprisonment to glorious freedom resonate deeply with believers seeking assurance of their salvation. The hymn doesn't just state doctrine. It invites the worshiper into an impassioned dialogue with God, leading to a heartfelt declaration of wonder and praise for the amazing love that transcends all human comprehension and transforms the human soul. Let's get deep. The hymn And Can It Be? Serves as a powerful vehicle for a deep understanding of Jesus by guiding the worshiper through a journey of astonishment, personal realization of his sacrifice, and the transformative power of his redeeming love. It doesn't just present theological facts, it immerses the singer in the emotional and spiritual drama of salvation. The hymn compels us to grasp Jesus' profound humility and the magnitude of his condescension. The question, And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Immediately throws into stark relief the vast chasm between our unworthiness and his divine glory. Lines like emptied himself of all but love emphasize Jesus' deliberate choice to lay aside his heavenly prerogatives and embrace suffering. This prompts a deeper understanding of Jesus not merely as a powerful deity, but as the utterly self-giving God who, out of boundless love, willingly entered into the depths of human frailty and sin to bridge the gap. The hymn vividly portrays Jesus as the liberator and life-giver, directly confronting the power of sin and death. It describes the human condition as a long, imprisoned spirit, fast bound in sin and nature's night, implicitly painting Jesus as the only one capable of breaking these chains. The imagery of him suffering my pains and bled and died for me powerfully articulates the concept of substitutionary atonement, Jesus bearing the penalty for us. The ecstatic realization, my chains fell off, my heart was free, I rose, went forth, and followed thee, helps us understand Jesus as the triumphant conqueror over sin and death, whose love actively sets us free and enables us to live a new life of following Him. Ultimately, the hymn culminates in an overwhelming sense of amazing love that defies human comprehension. It drives home the intensely personal nature of Jesus' sacrifice, making the grand theological truth of atonement a deeply felt reality for the individual. By focusing on the personal, the hymn compels us to move beyond abstract doctrine to a heartfelt apprehension of Jesus' unique, sacrificial love as applied directly to our own lives. This transformative understanding cultivates a profound adoration and unwavering faith in Jesus as not just Savior, but as the one whose love is truly beyond human measure. Here is a modern reworking of this hymn.
Grace for me, a rebel heart so lost, undone, my spirit trapped in darkness deep, a life consumed beneath the sun. But then you came a breaking dawn and whispered life into my name, saw past the broken, past the flaws, and called me out from guilt and shame. Amazing love, how can it be? Amazing love, how can it be that you would give your life for me? Amazing love, I'm finally free. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior rescued me. From highest glory you descended low, emptied yourself for earthly woe, held nothing back but boundless grace to meet me in this broken place. You bore my burdens, took my shame, my sin, my curse upon your name, then rose in triumph, victory won, freedom proclaimed through the sun.
Remember, Jesus' love is not only amazing but deeply personal, offered freely for you. Let the wonder of His sacrifice and the freedom He brings lead you to gratitude and joyful obedience. May the echo of amazing love, how can it be, remain in your heart as a daily reminder of the Savior who died and rose to set you free. Father, thank you for the astonishing love you have shown us through Jesus, who gave Himself to rescue us from sin and death. Help us to live each day in awe of His sacrifice and to walk in the freedom He has won for us. May our hearts overflow with gratitude and love as we follow Jesus, our liberator and King. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full, today.